Welcome back to the Borgata on a Friday morning. Dick Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Famer, the great Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
All right, so, Dick, we got this situation. Micah Parsons made some disrespectful comments toward Jalen Hurts. When you were a coach, did you have a policy on how much your players should be telling the media? What was your approach to that?
I used an old Chuck Knox expression. Never overload your rear end with your mouth. That kind of comment sticks with guys. It rings in their ears, you know, and they hang on to it. And I think it helped them many times in interviews, especially when we became a good football team at the three different teams I coached. It made them think about it. Yeah. You got to be careful.
When you were a coach yourself, you had to do interviews all the time. You were always holding court with the media. Did you ever say anything that they put up on a billboard?
Probably. I don't remember. One time I was an immature head coach, coaching UCLA, and we won the conference to go in and play Ohio State in the Rose Bowl, and a San Francisco writer, very famous writer, made a comment that the UCLA Bruins did not belong in the Rose Bowl playing a team like Ohio State. They'd already been beaten badly by that team. And I made the mistake when the game was over, in the exuberation, I said, well, you can tell that writer to go stick it, you know.
So, the heat of the moment, right, Dick? It's emotion. Yeah.
And the next day, he won the battle, believe me.
All right, well, here's the thing, Dick. We still are hearing people who are hesitant to give Jalen Hurts his due here. You're watching every play of every game. Is he really playing at an MVP level in your eyes?
If he isn't, no one else is. I'll tell you that. You know, well, I don't know what else you could ask him to do, really.
Yep.
To win the award, I can't see anyone else right now unless something happens in the next four games. But I can't see anybody else being voted MVP over him, even Patrick. Because, you know, people that come out of the blue in terms of voting for awards are more apt to get it than someone that's been doing it for a few years. And Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City has been doing what he's doing for a few years now. And you start taking that kind of performance for granted with that kind of player. But when our guy, Jalen, comes up and doing what he's doing now, early in his career, I cannot see how they cannot vote him the MVP as long as he keeps going the way he is.
Yep. Dick, here's the thing. You've looked for a great quarterback your whole career in football. How hard is it to find a young quarterback with his temperament, his work ethic, and his talent?
Well, you know, obviously with 32 teams, we have all collectively demonstrated that is a very difficult thing to do. How many teams have failed picking number one picks that were outstanding players in college that just couldn't cut it once they got in the NFL? And there are a number of guys that have surprised everybody, okay? You know, the Montanas, okay?
Yep.
Brady, okay? Now we say our guy is, though he was a second-round pick, Jalen was. But it is difficult because you just can't measure how they're going to handle everything once the ball snapped in the National Football League in the audience that they're playing under. You know, it's very, very, very difficult, and you've got to be a little lucky. Now, a lot of people have credited me with genius in regard to Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
I was very lucky, very fortunate. And sometimes you have a feel, an instinct. You just know there's something about this guy you like, and that helps you. But you've also got to be lucky, and the more experience you have at evaluating quarterbacks, you're more likely to be right.
That's a great answer, Dick. Dick, I know that in your great career, you coached many times in Soldier Field. What is it like? What do you remember from Soldier Field?
Well, I can go all the way back to 1969.
Wow.
Okay, with George Allen. We go in there to play the Bears. You know, you get a feeling in the old stadium, especially, the old Soldier Field, you get a feeling of honest, of history.
Yeah.
You know, Bears history, George Halas, you know. It always gave me a sense of appreciation for the league, the National Football League, and what it is, because these kind of cities is where it all got started. So you gain that kind of respect. But I think maybe the generations playing today, I don't think that exists anymore. Remember, they used to play the college all-star game there?
Yeah,
the college
all-stars right.
played the NFL champion in games once a year. And, you know, that game has been dropped for many years. So there was a lot of things about going into Chicago. I can think of a number of different stories that when we were in Chicago, and we went to practice the Saturday before the ball game. And we're coming down the elevator with George Allen, and George Allen says to me, "Dick, did you check the angle of the sun at kickoff time?" I said, "What?" Nobody had ever asked me that before. But George Allen would do that to you. Because he said, "Well, you know, our kick returner is going to be fielding the ball, and he should know if where the sun is going to be. Is it going to be in his eyes?" And I said, "Well, we haven't even flipped the coin yet, Coach." But it didn't. But I'll never forget that. Never will I forget.
Dick, here's the thing. I've been there a few times. It's Windy City. It's Chicago. They're talking like 30-mile-an-hour winds for Sunday's game. And you know what I'm thinking? Run the football. You got a great running back. Don't you do that? Isn't that smash-mouth football? Shouldn't the Eagles be doing that?
Yeah, they'll run the ball. The Bears have to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, they have to run the ball. They don't have a great passing attack. But you've got to be careful with this guy. There are a few games this year where he's like 20 for 23 complete. You know, they upset the 49ers in the very first game of the year. You know, they beat the New England Patriots. You know, there are times that he has played well. But the last three games, he hasn't thrown 20 passes in the game.
Yep.
So they've surrendered and said, "We're going to run more and hang in there." And their defense is not good enough. That's all there is.
But Fields, now, a guy who can run like that, Dick, what's the best way to defend against him?
Knock his rear end off on the line of scrimmage. Don't let him get downfield, you know.
Okay.
Don't let him get out in open field. Like Jalen Hurts, if you stop him before he gets going, he's not a good runner. But if you let him get going, you get into that linebacker level and into the secondary where there's a lot of green grass around him, then he's a very, very elusive runner. And Fields is the same type. God, he's got 900-something yards rushing.
Right. So, but what I'm hearing from you is the Eagles should be able to do well offensively against that defense. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you know, they'll do well. The weather will restrict them a little bit. Huh. But, you know, it's amazing how pro football players play in bad weather. They just accept it as part of their occupation and go play. Sometimes coaches are more concerned about it than players. At least that was true in my mind. But they'll play well. They'll play hard. But what you've got to watch out, you know, between 20 and 25% of the games are upsets where the predicted winner did not win. So you just can't allow yourself to fall into that category. And more often than not, the team that gets upset is a good team by a poor team. So you've got to be very careful.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dick, you have been tremendous with your prediction. Could you tell me what you think Sunday and what the computer thinks?
The computer says they win by 14.
Okay,
good. The computer evaluating the Chicago Bears have been wrong twice the whole season. That's when they upset the 49ers and upset New England. Other than that, they predicted who was going to win or who was going to lose that football game correctly. So,
and what about you, Dick? What do you think?
Yeah, we'll beat them, but we're going to have to play hard and consistent, not turn the ball over. No stupid penalties. And you don't want to motivate a losing team at home, especially in cold weather. You know, just play like you've been playing or close. Chances are they won't play with the same passion they played a week ago. You know, it's really tough to do that week in and week out. But they'll play well enough to win the football game, in my opinion.
And, Dick, I predict that people will have a better holiday if they order Vermeil Wines, available now at vermeilwines.com. Do you agree with that prediction?
Oh, that's a no-brainer. That is.
Dick, we love you, man. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Dick Vermeil with some interesting insights into the game. I have lines open. I think a lot of people didn't call in because they're hearing Will of God story.
Yes.
No, there's room. I got room for you. 215-592-9494. Nobody's gotten a sniff yet of my Widow of the Week, Brandon Graham, or my Weasel of the Week, Micah Parsons. Let's go to Malik, and then we'll resume Will's story. Hi, Malik.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. I was listening to the story. I thought this was like a full documentary series. But who knew?
Well, I don't know. I'm worried right now. But, you know, you hear Will, Malik. It's very hard for me to get to what he's trying to say, you know?
I'm glad you break it down like Lord of the Rings. Okay, I got enough. Stop. I got enough. Stop.
Yeah. It's when I get overloaded, then I need a break, and then I hope to. Hopefully, we'll get the ending in a minute. Malik, what do you think about the game Sunday?
I think we're going to go up there and do what we need to do and come back home with one more W in a win column. Now, here's what I'll say. I took a different stance on Micah Parsons. I'm actually glad he said something like that, because when we first played him, that other fool on the defensive line said Jalen wasn't a really real quarterback.
DeMarcus.
We beat him there.
Yeah.
So guess what? You opened your mouth again. Guess yeah. what? We're going to help you put your foot right back in it. So that's okay. And listen, you have no idea what you're walking into when you come back here next year. You have no idea how you reignited our pretty much iron for that team. But you don't know that. You must have forgot when you live in this area. We don't really like that star at all, but you're going to find out.
That is a good response, Malik. Give me a winner, a weasel. Who you got?
Mr. Averaging 31 and 12, Joel Embiid.
Embiid had a great week. 53 in one game. Rhea Hughes, Embiid.
He was trolling people by saying we wanted him traded.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
We don't.
It was a troll. I think he was having
What's
fun with it.
He was having fun, but I don't know. All right, let's go back. Let me bring you up today. When we last left Will, he had a mass on his lung and a mass on his kidney, and he fell out of a tree, has an abrasion on his chin, and now the cops are at the hospital. Let's go back to Will of God. Will, you're at the hospital. The cops are there. What happened next?
Wait a minute. I didn't fall out the tree. I fell out the truck.
All right, fell out of the truck, but you ended up hurting your chin.
Well, I was landing on my chin, but I really hurt my...
All right, we're past that part of the story. Let's get to what... Do we have cops now?
Yeah, my sad part, this is on my anniversary. 24 years married.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
24 years.
Beautiful.
Wow. All right, so what happened next?
I'm looking at all these stupid... security freaking cops from Broughton Alley. You know me. You know, I ain't gonna say the damn name of the hospital. But they all like, you gotta go. I said, no, wait a minute, man. The guy's right here. Get him. He'll tell you. He told me to wait. He said, no, we're gonna walk. So this one security officer, can't say his name, but he was like, he said, look, so I'll talk to you when we go outside. So I'm like, what? So I walk. I'm looking like a nut because I'm walking through the emergency room and everybody looking like that. He got all these cops following him. So
right.
I finally get outside. I'm like, yeah, man. So I was trying to say, he said, no, I don't want to hear what you got to say. I'm like, wait a minute. You ain't going to do that to me. You ain't going to make me go outside and don't want to talk. Well, he said, you can talk to the lady next to me, the other security officer. I said, ho. You won't hear what I got to say. I said, listen, the doctor told me to wait. This ended up. So then I said what I said and I walked away. I saw the security truck driver by. Somebody yeah. hit him like, wait, what the heck? Then he turned back around. This lady came out the hospital talking about, excuse me. He said my name. Yo, please come back. Come back. Here's the paperwork the doctor wanted to give you. So I'm like, I'm not going back down there to tag over. Cops made me leave. Are you out your freaking mind? So then the security guy in the Jeep said, hey, he pulled up and I knew. He was like, yo, what's up, man? I said, man, these fools, man. They talked, so I started walking.
All right, well, hold on. Is there a lot more to the story?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Stay on hold.
Right, I'm going to keep you on hold. I don't have.
It's amazing.
But now we have an altercation outside the hospital with Will and a police officer. And that's where he are. Apparently, the guy told him to come outside to talk to him. And then when he got out there, the guy didn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
And now Will is upset, as he should be, and he's seeking a security person that he can speak to. I believe I'm that. Is that where I am? Are we on board with
yeah.
this? Johnson, you with me?
For those keeping track, episode 1 was 3 minutes and 1 second. Episode 2 was 1 minute and 47 seconds. And this most recent episode... 1 minute and 19 seconds.
Right.
We'll get a full season out of this.
If you are keeping track at home about John Johnson, he is anal. 215-592-9494. When we return, I'm going to tell you why on Sunday, Jonesy, I'm rooting for the Cowboys To beat Doug Peterson.
What are you doing?
No, there's a good reason.
No, there's never a good reason.
WIP Drama. Sports Time 8:17.
Let me tell you about my friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill. There's a chill in the air, and the big red bows are on the cars. Make this holiday season truly a December to remember with a great deal on your new Lexus from Lexus of Cherry Hill. With special lease and finance offers, along with many other factory incentives for returning customers, now is the time to take advantage of everything Lexus of Cherry Hill has to offer. At Lexus of Cherry Hill, you will never pay over MSRP. They have over 200 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and the 2023 Lexus RX 350 has arrived. Deck the garage with a new Lexus during their December to Remember sales event. Lexus of Cherry Hill, now a five-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. New cars arriving daily, so stop in, see my friend Tony Labello and his team, or visit LexusofCherryHill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, where the finest automobiles reside. Brought to you by the Goodwill. Eagles look to extend their win streak to 5 games while extending the Bears' losing skid to 7 when the two teams play at Soldier Field Sunday, 1 p.m. Jalen Hurts playing at an MVP level this season, though some, like NBC Sports' Chris Sims, continue to dismiss Hurts' accomplishments.
I will say this. I think what Michael Parsons is saying is, I think there's a lot of people in football that have that thought. That's why Hurts would not be my MVP vote for sure. He explained it right.
This follows the Cowboys' Micah Parsons' dismissiveness of Hurts, to which he tried to backtrack on Thursday, saying he meant no disrespect. Now is the time to donate to the Goodwill. Nationally, Goodwill diverts over 4 billion pounds from landfills. Goodwill, NJ.org for a donation center near you. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, morning showers, then cloudy, a high of 49. It's currently 45. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker.
All right, 8:24 is the time. A few minutes ago, Keith Jones said, whatever you vote, he will actually use as a bet on Sunday's game. We're looking at Justin Fields. His over-under for running yards is 69. Ava Gray, where are we on our question of the day?
All right, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Which way would you bet on Justin Fields' over-under running yards in Sunday's game? 57% are taking the over on 69er.
Right. Keith Jones has now hit a button on his cell phone, and he is placing a $200 wager on the over, right?
Yep.
Jonesy, what will you win on Sunday afternoon?
You get $373.91.
Including
back.
The stake.
Yes.
So you win $173.
Correct.
Keith Jones.
It's in.
Keith Jones thanks you for your participation.
That's a good bet.
Ava, do we have a second question?
We do. Who will win Sunday's game at Soldier Field? Eagles, Bears.
Eagles will win 31-21. Jonesy.
Eagles will win and cover.
All right. John Johnson.
Eagles will win handily.
Rhea Hughes.
Eagles 31-16.
All right. Everybody's covering, too.
Yeah.
What about you, Ava?
Eagles 28-10.
If you had said Bears, I would have lost conscience. I want you to know that. All right. One other thing I want to mention right here, because it's important to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife takes me aside. My wife is spectacular.
Amazing.
And she says to me, big guy, listen, I know how big this game is on Christmas Eve. She always does Christmas Eve. She is this year featuring the seven fish, very big Italian tradition.
That's great. That's great.
And she has said, in light of the importance of this game, I am completely refurbishing my menu, and I will only be serving finger food. You know, things
easier,
that you can hand, sandwiches, whatever, with all the fish and salads.
Which finger is she featuring?
What's
that? She is featuring seven. No, it's Rhea. Don't stop with that. That is a nice move by the wife. However, there is a provision here.
Yes.
And the provision is, if the game ended up not being important, back to the full sit-down meal. if the Cowboys lose to Doug Peterson and the Jaguars on
and
Sunday.
And that could happen.
And the Eagles win, which we expect to happen, the game will lose its significance on Christmas Eve, and I will be sitting down to a lengthy Christmas Eve meal. Go Cowboys.
So what exactly are you losing out here? You're eating regardless.
No,
I mean, but it changes everything.
Eating is never in doubt, all right?
Yes.
There's never a scenario where
I'm not. Wait, so you tell
me
you're more of a formal guy?
I am not a formal guy.
So why, you know, don't even tell her that it doesn't matter.
If the Cowboy, I need the game on Christmas Eve to be very important because then I will get my Christmas Eve present. Which is an Eagles victory.
What do you think's better for the Eagles? That game matters or it doesn't?
It matters because the Eagles, if they're already virtually clinched.
In shutdown mode.
All right, they're going to win one of the last two games at home. Who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're shutdown mode.
Yeah.
You got to keep it going.
It's interesting.
Keep winning. Beat the Cowboys in their building on Christmas Eve and make an entire city delighted.
I don't think you're on an island here.
I'm not on an island.
I think there's a lot of Eagles fans.
If
that
you
game
are
to matter.
Highly, highly knowledgeable in sports like myself,
hmm.
You will root for the Cowboys on Sunday.
Only could be said by someone who wasn't born here.
Jonesy, are you with me?
No. John, I see where you're coming from.
Are you suggesting... If let's say the Cowboys lose, and
yep.
let's say their game goes final first,
yep.
will you then be rooting for the Eagles to lose?
No. I will
no.
never, I cannot in my
Good
humanity
comeback,
ever
Johnson.
Root against my team. But I will root for the Cowboys Vector. Because it enhances my team.
Don't think
oh, again,
logically.
It's all about
are
you.
Are you with me, Johnson?
No, I'm totally not with
He's
you.
He's anal.
Rhea, are you with me?
I'm never with you. This What's going to be fun for me is I've got to have the Eagles game on now. I hope it like they're able to win easily, and then I can switch over there. Remember, the Jags have you know they're a weird team. They can play really well or they can play really awful, and you've got Doug Peterson. They're two games off, I believe, of the Titans for the division. So this
yeah.
and they literally now I'm wondering how many Cowboys fans are going to be there, but not like Jacksonville's like you know a great place to go to. They have sold it out for one of the few times, so they're going to have like 65,000. So it'll be interesting.
Rhea, yes. I have to go to the phones now to get support. Fortunately, my friend Kenny from the Dirty 30's on. Kenny, you with me? We got to root for the Cowboys on Sunday.
Never, ever.
Come on, Kenny.
If the Cowboys are playing Al-Qaeda, I'm rooting for Al-Qaeda.
Okay, let's not go there.
Kenny, that is rude.
It's an expression. That's how much I hate him.
No,
There's
but
no
Kenny,
scenario.
Don't you
Zero.
Want that game on Christmas Eve to be a big one?
Of course I do. And then I have dinner afterwards, like everybody else in Philly's going to do.
All right, now you're a big entertainer. How are you going to handle Christmas Eve, Kenny?
Well, we're having our seven fishes, but the first three are going to be during the game. Shrimp,
okay.
crab cakes, and stuffed mushrooms with crab.
Perfect.
He's dispersing the seven fishes.
He's a good man.
Three during the game and four after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good move.
I didn't know Kenny could count that high.
Good job, Kenny. Kenny, That's what do guy. You think about Sunday?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I haven't gambled at all on anything. I'm the worst gambler in the world. But I just got a thought today. I need to buy Dick Vermeil's computer, and I'm going to be a millionaire.
He has been – that computer this year, Kenny, has been insanely good. I'm telling you. It's been within a couple of points every week.
That's what I mean. Dick Vermeil will never need to sell another bottle of wine again if he just markets that computer. You know how many gamblers will buy it?
I don't know. I don't even know how it's – like what information do you put in where it tells you the score. I don't even know how to do that. But he's been right most of the time, Kenny.
Yeah, well, if you're right most of the time when you gamble, you're rich, right, Jonesy?
Yep, Jonesy knows.
Yeah.
Jonesy's just made 100.
That's why I'm still working at 5.
Kenny, I'm going to give you Kenny.
Kenny, my man, could you give us one, Kenny?
Yeah, wait, Rhea, what were you going to ask me?
I was going to give you a little tip. He usually does pick the Eagles.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
He does.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
Give me one, Kenny. Do something.
You got it. I'm going to wake up my whole family, too. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Dallas sucks! Dallas sucks! Oh, wait.
All right, somebody out there
is looking past.
Somebody out there sees the merit in my thinking. I understand it's not in the norm to root for the Cowboys, but if it ultimately benefits you, why not? And I'm going to tell you something else that happened a minute ago that upset me.
What was it?
I go to Johnson.
Yeah.
And I go, Johnson, what are you guys doing for Christmas Eve? And he makes a pronouncement to me, which is?
That we're pushing everything back to 7:30.
No
you
matter what.
You said to me that most people no longer celebrate on Christmas Eve.
You would be surprised that, I guess, the gap in generation there, it's much more loose on Christmas Eve. You have traditions, but you're not concrete to a specific time with them. It's on Christmas Day and into Christmas Day night that's where everything happens.
Well, can I tell you how dumb that is?
Why?
You got children.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve, they haven't yet received the gifts, so they are open to socializing. Once the toys come in on Christmas Day, if you're going to somebody's house or you got social events happening in your house, you're defraying from the enjoyment of the toys.
Listen.
You have it ass backwards.
No. Listen.
Rhea, am I right here?
No, we don't do anything big on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
We do dinner on Christmas.
Oh, you're wrong.
Thank
you. Acknowledge your error in your way.
And,
no.
And you have to. And this is where, if you raise your children properly, they know the importance of this type of matchup. Therefore, they have no problem pushing everything back a little bit.
I don't like it. And so you don't eat anything till 7:30?
I mean, we'll snack, but nothing
overtime.
Yeah, we're going to do pizza and I'll make shrimp cocktail, and that's what
see?
We'll have.
Look at that.
Yeah.
We're going to the Hughes household.
Pizza on Christmas Eve?
You would be, Angelo, poll your listeners. I guarantee you lots of them have pizza.
No. Most pizza places don't even open on Christmas Eve
because
they know it's a sacred holiday.
It's okay, really? When are you going to church?
Right.
Midnight mass?
All right. Making it this personal is not my intent.
You're the one
here.
Who tried to pretend you're some kind of like religious person. So sacred.
I'm religious about the Eagles. That's my religion.
Pizza places will be upset if you try to act like they're closed. A lot of people who do the seven fishes, pizza is one of the things they put out.
Well, that's not a fish. Line with us again, Al. Let's find an end the story, Jonesy. It's Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, man?
All right, so you're outside fighting with the cop. You have a mask on your lung and on your kidney, and there's been an altercation that you hurt your chin. Now, what happened next?
Right, I didn't fight the cops. You know what I mean? No. I just was arguing with him because I wanted to make my statement. And then for the lady, after I walk away, to come running down the daggone street with the paper like, hey, mister, come get your paper. And I'm looking like, what? I'm hot. You know what I mean? I'm so hot right now. Boy. So for the guy, this is how God works. For the guy who'd be in the security truck, happened to be my bull, and he's like, because I said, yo, man, I'm going down there, but I want this daggone punk to apologize. He said, please, man, just do it for me, man. Don't go back, because they're watching you on TV, it can get worse, and I know you. I said, no, I'm just going to be nice, but I want to apologize. He said, no, please, please, don't do it. So I said, all right, I got the paper. I walked away. Then my boy, another bull, ran up in his truck and gave me a ride off the premises. Thank God for Jesus. Oh, I say it. I say it, thank you. But listen, what I'm going to do for y'all also is let you understand that all these haters out here who hate the Eagles, I know I got people who hate me. They don't even know me. Learn me. And if the people who know me and met me and love me, email my man Angelo at RadioMan610@gmail.com and tell him what the heck you meant. And then if you're going to call in and tell these part-time idiots that hating on me, talking behind my back,
all
tell
right,
them
Will,
like it is.
That's now fair enough. Will is promoting my email address.
That's nice. He knows
in an
it.
Effort to get feedback, and I accept that, Will, and I will pass on to you all of the feedback. Well, this was quite a story. I want to say this to you sincerely because you know I love you. Well, I hope you're okay. I will be as nervous as a lot of people will until you get the final results of these tests. But understand how important you are to our listeners. We love you, Will.
God is good, man. Do the Eagles chant.
All right, go ahead. Do the Eagles chant, and then we're going to wrap this up. But we all hope the best for you, Will, even though when you're talking to the doctors, I don't think they'll understand what you're telling them. But
well,
go ahead, Will.
Sad part in that place, I had my Will of God jersey, and I'm asking you, do you listen to WIP? Some of them like, no. But one of them said, yeah, the at you. But listen, here you go.
All right, let's everybody do the chair, Will. Come on.
Everybody listen to WIP in the special life. God done it. Oh, yeah, I see you. You ready? A one, a two, a three. E-A-G-L-E-S.
What?
H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S.
What?
E-H-L-E-S.
Who?
E-H-L-E-S. Where? E-I-G-L-E-S.
That's my man, Will of God. If you don't love him, check yourself. You may be dead.
We still on the air?
You know, and that's the thing. Johnson doesn't love him either.
I know.
Rhea doesn't love him.
Johnson's negative.
Is it done yet?
Jonesy.
I turned my headphones down.
It's a beautiful story.
I'll tell you who really loves it.
Beautiful story. I loved it.
Ava Graham. She just loves
she
it.
She does, yeah.
She can't wait for when he contacts her. 215-592-9494.
I hope he's okay.
Lots more to do. I do, too. I think he's an awesome guy. When we return, did Howie Roseman pull off yet another coup?
Yep.
When we come back, you decide.
100%,
WIP man. Sports Time is 8:37.
If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little no payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss.
.842 is your time, and I think I've set a record this season for saying positive things about the GM of a franchise.
Yeah,
Howie Roseman. You should. But I've gone back to this play all week because it was the one play in the whole game last Sunday against the Giants that stuck with me, and it's always because it's negative. And the Eagles are punting from their own end zone, and they're only doing it because of bad play call and up 21-0. Mm-hmm. And Sippis punts the ball, and it's blocked. He only had 12 yards to punt, so I'm not going to kill the special teams for that.
He made a hell of a play to get to the ball.
He scooped the ball off.
That was unreal.
He's very athletic.
Unreal.
And he's running down the sideline. This is a punter.
Yeah.
And he's running very fast. It looks like he's done it before.
It did.
And he gets within a yard or two of the first down marker. And he steps out of bounds, and he gets potted.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Yeah,
that was a flag as it was. His Rhea then stops the tape and goes through it and finds that he got his foot stuck in the controversial turf at the Meadowlands.
Yeah, it happens a lot
His foot just got planted. It didn't come up.
It folded in on itself.
Yeah, and he got seriously injured. So you go, uh-oh, going to need another punter. Rest of the game, Elliott did the one punt they needed. They had a terrific job by Britton Covey as the holder. They got through the game very well. And then Howie Roseman made a phone call. And he called Brett Kern, right, who is a three-time Pro Bowl punter.
Recently, too, 17, 18, 19.
He lost his job mostly because of money.
Yeah, rookie.
To another guy at training camp because they want to pay a veteran who had made all that money. So they cut him. And there aren't that many jobs that open up for punters. And then Sippis gets hurt. Howie knows exactly who to call. And he signs Brett Kern. A couple of things you need to know. One is Brett Kern has a son, 13, who is over the moon thrilled. Because he has Jalen Hurts in his fantasy team.
Yeah.
And now his dad's awesome. On a team, and he's going to get to meet him. All right? And the second thing was provided by Pat McAfee in his stunningly popular podcast. McAfee knows Kern, and listen to what he said about Howie.
You're probably getting a top five guy in the league immediately. I don't know how much he's been punting. He's used to dealing with wind and cold with Tennessee. And I'm not saying it gets as cold as some places do around the NFL. He's a jugs machine. He is really good. If he still has it, which I assume he does, this is a massive signing for the Eagles, and they just got better somehow.
That's amazing.
Punters,
Aaron
no punters.
Sippis got knocked out probably for the season. And Howie Roseman then improved the position.
But I got you, bro.
I mean, come on.
It's your year, Ange.
Talk about landing in the clover. And to his credit, there was another guy, Matt Araiza, who is considered the punt god. That's his name. But he got implicated in a horrible situation at San Diego State. Howie didn't go near him.
No, you don't want to bring that in.
No, you don't want to bring it in. But he found a guy who does not have the baggage, who is also an excellent punter, maybe better than Sippis, and he signed him. So when you watch Sunday in that wind, when Kern goes out there, you know what you're going to say to yourself? Howie knew what to do again. Hey, you got to admit it.
He's done a great job.
Howie Roseman, ladies and gentlemen, Howie Roseman, it's his world. He's just allowing us to live in it. That's all that's going on right now. Another great move by Howie, and he got props from McAfee. You know how big that podcast
is? That's
huge. That's where, what's his name?
Aaron Rodgers goes on there.
He goes on there and says dumb stuff three or four times a week.
He hasn't said dumb stuff in a while. I wonder if it's because they suck this year.
Yeah, and he sucks. I think it's because he sucks. Sean's on live from Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. How are you?
Could you get off the speakerphone so we can hear your beautiful voice clearer?
Yeah, I'm off it, buddy. I'm off it.
All right, go ahead, Sean. What do you got for us?
Hey, in a million years, I could not replicate the great will of God.
No, he's amazing.
The stories and the stuff, he is something else. But listen, with Chris Sims, Jalen Hurts did more last week than Chris Sims did his entire career. This is the ultimate story of nepotism. This guy is such a loser, he doesn't even have the right to comment on other players.
Let me play it again, Sean, because this... Honestly, first of all, I guess he's been lying in the weeds all these weeks for somebody else to say something dumb about Hurts so he could jump back in.
A thousand percent.
Parsons provided it to him. And, oh, boy, Chris Sims, get me on the air. I got something to say about Hurts again. And here's what he said.
I feel like it's setting up where it's just like the quarterback of the best team's going to win the MVP. And I want to go, there's just no way he's more valuable to his team than Mahomes, Burrow, or Allen. Like, no way. Those teams are, they're not the same teams if they don't have them at quarterback. Where I'd go, if you put Gardner Minshew in the Eagles, they'd still be really damn good.
Hurts has, what does he have, 700 and some yards running the ball. Mahomes has 280, right? Hurts has three interceptions. Mahomes has 11. How are you saying that somehow Hurts means less to this team than Mahomes does? I don't understand the logic of
it. Hurts will not be my MVP vote.
No, I got Sean, in all honesty, what's he got against this kid?
I don't think he knows what he's talking about. And the one person in America who actually listens to Chris Sims, he just has no credibility. I literally, when that show comes on, you know, whatever he does, NBC, I can't even watch it. I have to turn it off. He's just out of touch with reality.
You know what I would love if I was controlling the world? Phil Sims comes forward today, and Phil says, I've been hearing what my stupid son's been saying, and I'd like to announce that I am disowning him. Well, I no longer will permit him to use the surname Sims.
I guarantee you Phil Sims has a higher... thought of Jalen Hurts than his son.
You'll never hear him say a bad word about Jalen Hurts.
No,
Phil Sims. It's amazing.
No,
he's never got. He would never get a. You'll never get a quote from him on that
because he knows his son is a moron.
Yes, he does.
But I would like a public acknowledgement of it.
Yeah, he
Phil
should say
Sims
it.
Has built a very credible broadcasting career after a phenomenal playing career, and he's got to carry this loser
Ange,
around.
And what he's built it on is that 40 list. So he's got the 40 quarterbacks he does last year. He doesn't even put Jalen on it last year, and he's got Kellen Mond on it, who nothing. Right. This year, he puts Wentz in front of him. He puts Zach Wilson. I mean, it's he's got him at 25.
Yeah, exactly. He's still – and you know what? Here's the irony. At 25, he would still be far higher up on any list than Chris Sims ever was
when he was a
quarterback.
Chris Sims wouldn't make the list.
Yeah. Sean, I'm glad you attacked him. We all enjoyed it. What do you want to do for Winners and Weasels today?
Let's do a weasel. And this guy is a perfect example. He's another cowboy of me before team. This guy went up for an interception – was fighting with his own player for the damn ball, and then wanted to make sure afterwards that he got credit for the pick. So he could get the stat, and that's Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, Trayvon great Diggs. Choice.
Is
great
that
choice.
It?
Yeah, it's a weasel.
You guys, Sean, you just won the weasel. Sean.
Awesome, awesome, Jonesy.
You won the weasel. Johnson, tell Sean what he won.
Congratulations, Sean. You won a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at the Link June 16th, and tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning at Ticketmaster.com. You won a $50 Visa gift card. You've won an Eagles black mini helmet, and you've also won a pair of tickets to watch New Year's Eve fireworks on the Battleship New Jersey. For more information, visit BattleshipNewJersey.org.
Eric is up next. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Angelo. Good morning, Rhea. Everyone, how you doing?
We're great today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm upset. I couldn't get through yesterday to tell you who I really wanted to meet, and I need you to facilitate it.
Okay, what do you need?
I want to meet Eagle Shirley.
You would like to meet Eagle Shirley?
I believe I could do that now.
There are a couple of ways you could do it, Erica. You could do it with my help or without. I believe if you attended a mass at the beloved St. John, you would not only see a phenomenal religious service, but she is there crooning probably more than one service per week. So I could arrange that for you. Or I'm sure Shirley's going to come in and visit us before we're done here, and you could come in and see her there.
Yeah, no, I want to come visit you because when I won the tickets with you guys, I missed seeing you because of traffic, and I was really kind of upset.
Oh, well, then let's set up a visit for you. A lot of people, Jonesy, are setting up visits for my final shows
here. That's nice. That's great.
I think they're realizing, let me take a look at him before he's an actual carcass.
Yeah, you are.
And you know, Erica, you know what Jonesy told me today? Very privately, but I'm going to make it public. He said that after I retire, I will age very poorly.
Yeah, and quickly.
And quickly. Like 6 months from now, Rhea will bump into me at a service station or something.
Yes.
And she will go, oh, my God, he looks like crap.
No.
Right, like, Jonesy?
I'll bump into you at a gas station and have to, pump your gas because you won't know how to do
that's
it.
That's why you'll see him there. He'll be standing there confused in front of the pump
There's
in Pennsylvania.
A much better chance she just walks right by you.
How does this thing go?
Eric, who's your winner? I got to beat Brandon Graham.
Winner of the week. I'm going to say, anyone say Jason Kelce yet?
No one said Kelce. Rhea Kelce.
For what?
It's Kelce.
Just being an all-around great guy, loving the city, being a player.
We'd have to give it to him every week.
All right. Rhea, it's been bothering me all morning. Do you think, after I retire, right, so like it's, I'm out, let's say it goes to February, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Now you bump into me in April or May.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I will look very old at that point? She's saying yes!
No.
Do you hear her cackle?
No, I think you'll be, you're not going to have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I might be better looking?
Well, no, that's not an option.
Question, where would she run into you?
No, once I'm retired, I could be anywhere.
Is that a threat?
Probably at some discotheque. Do they still have discotheque?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They'd love to see you roll in there, old man.
Discotheque.
I'll see you at the old cement pond.
You'll be wheeling in there.
215-59. I just no one had ever said that to me until this morning.
I want you to know what you're getting into. That's all. I'm honest.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a vow right now, Johnson. Once I retire, I am never again going to look into the mirror.
You shouldn't,
right?
Because the man behind you is getting older too.
215.
You might not recognize him. He's going to look so old.
Why do you always think when I'm in the mirror, there's a guy behind
me? I just heard that. I don't know. Somebody told me. 592-9494.
When we return, we're going to Chicago. 670 to score. Matt Spiegel's there. We still need a winner to beat Brandon Graham. We got something big coming up, too, in the 9 o'clock hour. One of our favorite entertainers has smashed into the wall and has bombed out. And we will tell you that story in the 9 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494. Let me tell you about my friend Sam Pond and the great people of Pond Lee Hockey at Giordano. I'm going to tell you why I need to tell you this. Because there's a lot of people entering this holiday season, and they don't have the money for gifts. And they can't pay their bills right now because they have a disability claim in. They got injured on the job, and they're not getting the money they deserve. What are you going to do? You're getting squeezed right now. you need somebody like my man Sam Pond and the team at Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. It's real simple. They are the experts in workers' compensation cases. They have had bigger settlements. They have earned more money, literally billions of dollars, for their clients because they know the law inside and out. And what they do is they understand the human touch. They want to sit down with you. They want to hear your story. What happened? How did you get hurt? What's the story of how you're running into walls? You're not getting what you need. And then they're going to figure out, A, how to use that story to get you the justice you deserve and to channel the passion you feel, because people get so frustrated. They know how to take that feeling into a courtroom and win you the justice you deserve. Here's the number to call, 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, online, pondleehockey.com.